Welcome to episode 72 of the Vancouver Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Drew O'Grizzick, and we're here with our special guest, Dorfam Mirgaravi.
Hey, Drew. How's it going? It's good to be in the location today.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm really excited to have you on. We actually had some people from Equilibrium back in August on episode 39, and so we were excited to have somebody back from Equilibrium. I really like what you guys are doing, but I wanted you to tell me a little bit, first of all, maybe about yourself. Who is Dorfam? What do you do? What's your motivations? And tell us a little bit about your role at Equilibrium, and maybe even a little bit about Equilibrium so we can recap.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit of context from our team members who were on here last time. So it was Matt and Alex, and I know they were invited as part of our senior development and our director of design team. And it's just great to be here because it really shows that, hey, we love to be part of the Vancouver tech community, and we love to have these conversations about everything going on around us. So a little bit about me. So I do business development for Equilibrium. And if you ever check up our website, or if you look after the podcast after all of this, you kind of notice we have a little bit of a funky spelling of our name. It starts with an A and then Equilibrium. And really, a lot of our philosophy is that balance between having really good craftsmanship in terms of what we're designing, as well as balancing that with the products and the speed that we're doing it with and the quality. So for us, we love to be a holistic design and development studio. We're based just off Broadway, kind of close to the nice tech zone where Milano's Coffee is, Hootsuite is just down the block from us, Kitten A's. So we're in a good place. And what we really focus on is doing web, mobile app development. And specifically, we like to focus on kind of the financial tech sector, working a lot with retail and payments. So that's been a specific area that's been of interest to us, because we find it really interesting what people are doing to make these spaces a lot more interactive. How do you create these frictionless consumer experiences for people when they walk into, let's say, a retail store, or when you walk into a bank, and how do you get them engaged in these physical environments? So we like to do a lot of work with like mobile wallets, mobile payment systems. And if you ever want to know more, like, we'd be happy to tell you more about it. But a little bit about myself and how I got into this role. So for me, I started at business development at Equilibrium about 6 months ago. And for me, the really big draw about why I came into this role was honestly because I've been working with tech, and it's been a point of interest for me almost all of my life. Way back when I had my first ever job, when I was back in school at UBC, I started out at Future Shop. So for me, that was really my first big exposure to, hey, working with hardware, software, and everything that you can do to innovate within that space. And so I think that really interested me about where we want to go with technology, what are kind of the cool things coming down the pipeline. And then after that, I actually joined the team at Tesla Motors. And so that was exciting because that was a lot of work in terms of being able to work with a vehicle that's actually very software focused. And I said, hey, if this is such a great product, now I'm really curious to know more about what goes on behind the scenes. And I really want to explore what happens when it comes down to saying, hey, what does it take to make a great product? What happens when you have that awesome idea and you want to talk to someone about it and make it happen? And what are kind of the next steps, or what are the ideas that you need to test and you need to validate? And how do you make sure that's a success once you roll it out? So was that kind of a good explanation there?
Definitely. So I remember when we had Matt and Alex on, I got a really good sense of people in Equilibrium. Sorry, I just wanted to point out that whenever I read Equilibrium, I always think of Ted from How I Met Your Mother and how he said encyclopedia because of the A&E. But anyway, so I got a really good sense that, you know, there was a lot of autonomy and a fairly flat hierarchy, and people were really able to be creative with their ideas and to, when they come up with creative solutions to problems, to be able to really explore those and to help the company to grow in a very interesting direction. And you've mentioned quite a bit with your background. It seems like you have always had a very strong interest in tech, you know, Future Shop, Tesla, Equilibrium, and really sort of pushing the envelope with what you're doing. I have a few questions. So one, how does that translate into business development? What is business development? What does that mean at Equilibrium? And then another thing you said, you know, fintech and the retail space and really sort of shaking things up there. There's so many really, really cool things coming out now. I've got some pet projects in mind that I'd like to get to that, to be honest, I'm a little bit, you know, kind of lazy sometimes when it comes around to, or when it comes to getting around to doing things. But I'd really like to get my hands on some sort of augmented reality thing, like Google had their Glass, and then Microsoft's got their HoloLens. And I'm thinking in the retail space, there's so much that can be done with that combined with some sort of cognitive services, APIs, and things like that. Anyway, as business development, what's your day-to-day look like, and how do you leverage, I'm sure you have a lot of exciting ideas and things like that. How do you take advantage of those and the space you're with and the team that you're on?
So really what drew me from the beginning of when I first entered into Equilibrium and I was talking with the team was our founder and CEO, Adrian Moisey. So Adrian has a background and a PhD in really technology and computer science. And for him, his whole concept of building the company was based around the fact that he said, hey, I can either go into teaching into a regular educational zone, or I can take the experiences that I have and actually transfer that into a knowledge sharing system within my own company. So that's really how Equilibrium came about. And I think that's actually set the foundation for the consistent set of curiosities that kind of drive everything that we want to do within the company. So for me, I remember one of the first questions that was asked by the team is, hey, how is it that you learn? Or what are some cool ideas that you have, and how do you make those ideas happen? And I really started to realize that so much of this team, a lot of it came from everyone kind of sharing what it is that they want to, what it is that they think is going to be like the next frontier in terms of innovation. And then saying, okay, I'm self-driven and I have the initiative to actually go and chase after it. And then we get that certain level of autonomy to actually be able to experiment and say, okay, let's test out a few of these ideas and see if it sticks in terms of those places that we want to go. So specifically in my role as business development, the day-to-day is really quite different because, again, the foundation of it is making sure that we are driving value for our clients. We want to consistently find new clients who have cool ideas for this space, or who are maybe possibly considering new things that they want to do, but they're not sure exactly how to get there. So what I'm doing is I'm working with our team to basically drive in these new leads and be able to find all of these ideas where we can actually go forward and see how we can help these new clients essentially figure out how to do a digital roadmap or be able to kind of build their business plan, and then telling them, okay, we are here to help. And one thing that's unique to kind of our company, and this is one thing that I really appreciate, is we typically start all of our work with something called like a discovery and planning phase. So this discovery and planning is really the first step towards how we go forward with an engagement. And we say, okay, awesome. If someone comes to us and they say, we have a really cool idea, we say, okay, this is the time that we can actually go ahead and let's actually explore more in detail what the technology is behind this, how we can do the business strategy for this, what are the design elements that need to be in place to make it successful. And then once we have all of those details and we can actually manage to bring up some really important questions that help the company kind of prioritize this and figure out how to actually achieve that kind of end goal, then we go back and we say, okay, awesome. Now this is the way that we can actually build it out. And these are the testing that we need to get there. These are still some of the questions that we need to be able to ask. And we can have like a prototype that we put in the hands of people. And it's really fun because you get to kind of have all of these conversations really candidly with people coming through.
Do you have an example of a project you've worked on, something that went really well as a result of that, or maybe the opposite, something that really went disastrous?
A really cool example was a client who came to us and they had a really great idea about where they wanted to go with a social media application. And basically what happened there is they had the really great foundation in terms of where they wanted to take that idea, but they still wanted some of that technical expertise about how to get there, as well as the domain expertise on people who've done it before. So we came in as their technical execution team, helped them define their roadmap, help them actually figure out, hey, what are the next steps if we want to scale up? What are the things that we need to consider? And then helping them figure out the right questions to ask to actually help them kind of be able to roll out this product successfully and make sure it's getting into the hands of the people who need to be there. And now we've been really good at it, being able to help this client actually rule it out in terms of like their brand strategy and figuring out a little bit more about what it is that they want to do in terms of the future of the company. And that's just something that we're so excited about.
So you said the founder, Adrian, I guess, came with the idea that he could kind of get into more of a traditional education role, or he could do something with a company where people are continuously learning. And I imagine this is really a driving force behind the culture of Equilibrium. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What is the culture of Equilibrium, and how is it maintained or cultivated?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit about our team. Right now, we're a team of about 20 people. And one thing that makes that really exciting is, you know, when you imagine these kind of tech companies, we have that open concept areas, a lot of open dialogue happening within the organization. Now, for us, in terms of culture, it's really being able to help people accelerate their learning and everyone being able to support one another in terms of achieving kind of their own personal goals and their business goals. In terms of the culture, what we really try to do is balance kind of the fun parts with all of the work and trying to instill a sense of excitement in terms of all of the projects that people do. So when it comes to culture, we always try to have kind of these weekly retrospectives where we highlight some of the key milestones that we had with our clients that week. We like to look back in terms of saying, okay, what is it that we loved about this project? What is it that we would want to change in the future? And how can we change our approach? So being able to experiment, always having really honest dialogue. And one thing that we love is one thing that makes us really happy. We have Lily in the office, who's Adrian's puppy, and she's our white Labrador who hangs around, and she kind of gives us that opportunity to basically say, okay, let's go out, let's go for a walk, let's do some walking meetings, being able to kind of change up your environment and change up the different ideas that come to you. And actually, just this year, we were named as one of the top 5 employers by Small Business BC. So that was a really cool accomplishment for us because it shows that what we're doing in terms of culture, everyone on our team is really interested in doing thought leadership. Everyone on our team has either done a blog or some kind of podcast or a speaking engagement. And that just really comes back to our team saying, hey, we value your opinions. We love your ideas. And what is it that we can help you support and able to kind of keep accelerating this learning?
Now, are those requirements for working at Equilibrium, writing a blog or speaking engagements or being active in the community, or do you find it's just something that the types of people that are attracted to working there, or once people start working there, the types of influences that they have in the culture there encourages them to do so?
I think that's a really interesting question because that's something that kind of I was thinking about when I first joined the company. So I said, what is it? What kind of projects are you guys involved in? What do you do after hours? Like, what is it that comes together? And what I realized is for so many people who come into this company, it's really just not a day job. It's being able to kind of continuously around the clock, be able to improve the ideas that you have and figure out different ways to arrive there. And one thing that I found specifically interesting is there's different things that appeal to different people within our company. So, for example, a couple of weeks ago, we did a community event with HTML 500, and we were one of their community sponsors. So being able to say, hey, we have senior developers on our team, and now we want to give back to the people kind of in the younger community who want to learn coding. That was just something that's exciting to our team. And it's never a requirement for people to attend, but I think it's just people on the team get excited to be able to say, hey, we have something, an expertise in an area, and we want to share it. And I think that's just the quality of people that we have on the team.
Very cool. So how large is the team, and how large is the office?
Yeah, so we're about 20 people right now, and we're kind of continuously expanding because we are looking to scale in the next few years, and we've got some really great projects upcoming in the pipeline that are helping us achieve that. In terms of the office, it's a good open concept area. I can't tell you in terms of square footage exactly what we're looking at, but enough to host all of us, as well as we kind of have a nice kitchen in the back, and we have a nice space in the front where we do kind of all of our meetings together. One thing that I really love about the company is in terms of the meeting spaces, this is one thing I remember when I first joined. We like to label all of our offices kind of with the name of a planet, so Mars, Venus, Jupiter. And even that's just a little bit of fun because each of those are named depending on the size of what office it is that we're meeting in. So it just adds a little bit of fun to every day that you're kind of meeting somewhere or doing something new.
I've heard mixed reviews when it comes to open office space. personally, I tend to like it. I'm pretty social, even though, you know, sometimes it can seem pretty distracting. And it really depends, I guess, on what people are talking about around you. But I notice, even as a software developer, sometimes I might want to engage in a conversation that people are having about our product and the direction that it's going. And having an understanding, or having 1 year sort of being able to passively listen to some of these conversations and seeing which ones I care about and which ones I don't, I think it helps me to get a better sense of the product. But at the same time, I'm also a developer who enjoys pairing, and that can be kind of noisy in the office space. And I'm not really sure my thoughts, to be honest. What are yours?
So when we've had this discussion in the office before, and it's something that we're kind of continuously exploring on how to make it better and more productive for everyone on the team. I think our team likes the fact that you can essentially walk over to someone, and if there is a blocker or if there's something that's maybe you need to kind of figure out before you can move into the next step of the project, you can just quickly maybe poke someone and say, hey, this is what I need from you, and this is where we can go in terms of the next steps. Can we get it done? So being able to have that open communication with everyone on the team, and it's just kind of a few steps away, is really easy. Now, at the same time, we understand that there's people who work more productively when it's a little bit quieter, and then some people need to talk a little bit more, or we want to have these opportunities for people to be able to meet up and be able to say, okay, we're having a conversation about this project. That's why we've created a space that facilitates for those conversations. So we have separate rooms and private meeting rooms where, if it's going to be more of a longer conversation, hey, we can kind of break out there. And then when it comes back to saying, hey, we want to go into the main office space, everyone's got their headphones. And once those headphones go on, you kind of understand, hey, this is the no speaking zone, and this is the time to kind of go back to them later and ping something. But really, it's just understanding your team members and being able to honestly say, hey, right now I'm a little bit busy. Can we talk about this later? And then being able to follow up on that.
I'm wondering a little bit, haven't tried it out yet, but about sort of reverse office space, meaning having the main room where, you know, everybody's sort of co-located and it can be noisy. You can talk if you want, and you can pair, and you can listen to music on your speakers, maybe, I don't know. And then having some office spaces where, if people want a quiet room, they can go into that. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I think that's kind of similar to what we've tried to achieve. So that main space where it's really open and everyone's kind of huddled around the same area, and then being able to segregate that and say, okay, let's go up to the front and let's have those private conversations. But on top of that, some of the other fun parts is we love to meet just all around our neighborhood as well. So Milano's is just down the corner. If we ever want to grab a coffee with a client or with a team member and we want to do a sync up, we'll walk over. Park is right beside us, so sometimes you'll see us going for a quick game of frisbee and then saying, okay, now that we have kind of some exercise in between, let's round up some new fresh ideas. 33 Acres is kind of one of our favorite locations, and Ernest Ice Cream. So those are the places you'll most likely find our team members. And I think that kind of creates that environment where more people are kind of willing to go out and have these meetings and try out new spaces for them.
So you mentioned that, you know, over the next couple of years, you're going to be scaling up and you have the products on the horizon. What sort of team needs do you have? Is Equilibrium hiring at the moment?
Yes, we are. So if you check our website right now on our careers page, there's a few positions that are open. So we are looking for senior developers, people in design, a director of business development who can kind of advance our goals forward. And there's a lot of things that, even if it's not exactly what you're looking for, if you think you love this company and you think you might be a good fit for the culture, we encourage people to apply and just say, hey, we want to put ourselves on your radar. This is some cool things I'm working on. Can we maybe find a fit for me in the future? So that's something we totally love to see.
If somebody is interested in reaching out to Equilibrium because they have a cool project.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, when it comes to if you have a really great idea that you want to share with us, or you just want to see essentially what it is and learn more about what we do, we definitely encourage you to just reach out. So my name's Dorfam. It's pretty easy to kind of find myself on LinkedIn. Not a lot of people share the same name. But feel free to reach out on our website, give us a call, and we'd love to chat. If there's something that you're kind of trying to say, we like to work with a lot of these well-funded startups as well as larger enterprises. And I think one thing that makes us unique is, even if a team has their own in-house sophisticated development team, sometimes we can be the team that actually helps them arrive at their goals a little bit faster, do some delivery acceleration for them. And then if you're a team that you're just not sure exactly how you want to navigate that landscape yet, we can actually sit down with you and see if we can define that roadmap. So I think we're definitely very interested in talking with anyone who's kind of interested in doing something in the mobile payment space, retail space. And even if you just want to learn more about what we do, let's grab a coffee.
Very cool. Now, you've mentioned that a lot of people at Equilibrium are engaged with the public in some way or engaged with the community, writing blogs, just out there somehow doing public speaking. What about yourself? What are some communities you might be engaged with? And if somebody was looking to meet up with you at a meetup, are there any that you frequent?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the meetups, I attended a lot kind of when I first joined the company, and I found them so interesting because I love the culture of how everyone comes together and shares all these new ideas. So meetups I love to go to, BC Tech Community is one of my favorite. So being able to attend at the BC Tech Hub, there's a lot of really great events that happen there. Grub in the Hub, there's a few different events in terms of like FinTech Days and the FinTech community that come together. So that's always exciting. Myself, in terms of more of the community involvement, especially in the past few months, ever since I graduated from UBC back in June, they have held separate engagements where we were actually able to kind of go back to the school community, share what it is in terms of what we're doing with technology, and get more students involved and invested in saying, hey, the tech community isn't that big and scary. It's totally here, and it's something that you might want to engage with. So here are the different things that you might want to know about it. So I've done some tech demos. Other members of our team have also done kind of speeches on growth hacking and our recruitment and our culture and how to build these really great environments. Upcoming, just at the end of May, Adrian is doing a speaker engagement at Payments Canada Summit. And that's a really great summit for us because it really brings together all of these leaders in the credit unions and the payment space. So we're really excited for that and just being able to attend any of these cool industry events. And if anyone ever knows, or if Drew, if you ever know of any cool things that come across your radar, like, we'd love to hear about it.
I'll definitely keep you in the loop. So it sounds like there's a lot of very interesting changes happening in the retail space, in the fintech space, and in and around Equilibrium space. Dorfam Mirgarabi, business development at Equilibrium. Thank you very much for being on the Vancouver Tech Podcast.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Vancouver Tech Podcast.
Check out our website, vancouvertechpodcast.ca.
Rate and subscribe on iTunes. Much appreciated.
You can follow us on Twitter, VanTechPodcast.
Feel free to leave some comments below.
You can also hit us up on the YVR Dev, the Vancouver Tech, the VanTech Slacks. I'm at James.
And I'm at Drew. Special thanks to Same Room for hooking us up with an integration that allows us to have a cross-team Slack channel, VanDevs.
Do you have a meetup that you want us to plug? Email us, show@vancouvertechpodcast.ca.
Music by A Shell in the Pit from the game Parkitect. See you at one of the meetups
around town.